Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Jethro. I hope you're ready to go a little bit wilder, because tonight they are. Tanuth, the phenomenal hostesses of Tuesday, are here, and they're sitting in the back, and we've got a bunch of phone calls coming in. We've got a couple friends I've already got to say hello to. Sherelle's here. We've got Kathleen, and we've got Samantha and a few other friends waiting to come in here and talk to these lovely ladies. So I hope you're ready to go a little wilder. So hang on just a few minutes, because we've got to play one more song. It's one of those songs that just puts the fun into fun. It's by our friend Keith and Woody, and it's called Chemistry. So if you've thought about psychic love, think about it tonight, because we love you, and we're going to do Psychics Gone Wild in about 3 minutes.
We got chemistry. Tonight it's just you and me, girl. We got chemistry. Tonight it's just. I've got an invitation, you're invited. Leave your worries at home and I got this. You got your man, but I know we ain't working it. I got a show for you, girl, I got a show for you. Follow me, I wanna show you that I'm the man you need. Don't worry, I'll bring you in the time to see. I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. But for the night it's all you and me, girl. Satisfy your every we got attraction for me, I wanna. I'm tempted the way that she moves her body. Got some things on my mind, got me thinking. I wanna take her home, wanna put on a show for you.
Watch me, I wanna show her that we got chemistry. Come over here and sit right here.
I wanna do it all, trust me, I'll pull it off. Before the night is over.
About to go down, but anticipating, I see it in her eyes. While I work it, while I work it, watch me while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, while I work it, watch me while I work it.
And while we work it, here we go. I hope you're ready. Speaking of ready, these two are. You're going to grab onto those phones, and you're going to have a wild time. Starting out with our first hostess, the wonderful, the phenomenal channel healer, empath. She's one known with an old soul, a gift of channeling loved ones from the other side. She communicates with loved ones who crossed over with the angels and having been in heaven a few times, with a background in karate, kung fu, law enforcement, private investigative work, and is a wife and mother. This is the one that you want with you when you're having the intense day. because this girl loves to help, and she's strong enough to be the positive, loving, cute DC Love. How are you, DC Love?
Hello, hello, Jethro. I'm so excited that you're here with us, and the energy is just, like, bouncing all over the place.
Yeah, it is, and I just was so happy. I had friends here teasing me. I said, I got to go do my show, and we're running. Everything's happening today, and the woman tells me, I pull up at this place. I buy my food, and I tease her. She goes, Jethro, you read here every day. I said, I got to go do the radio show. She goes, I'm calling in tonight. She goes, I haven't talked to DC Love in forever. So thank
very
you,
cool.
For being, yes.
That's awesome.
You got me a deal tonight on my chicken fried steak, and I love you dearly. And speaking
oh,
of dearly,
yay!
You guys haven't had enough yet, because this is Tuesday night. And her other hostess that works on Tuesdays is that phenomenal angel card reader. She's the spiritual communicator, Reiki teacher, Reiki master, receives clear spirit messages from the age of 10. This one brings in her angel cards with her feng shui and her kunlajong and her earth sciences. This is the wonderful, phenomenal Eileen Poitras. Eileen, how are you doing?
Woohoo! I am just wild tonight. I feel so good. I've been working with some crystals today. I've got them laid out here. I have so much energy around my work table here. Woohoo! I can't wait to see what the angels are going to tell us tonight.
I love it. And speaking of all of you guys that are tuning in, you're going to love these two. Tuning in tonight, I know there's a lot of you that are new. You've got to call 773-897-6461. I've always laughed about doing this as the founder. Tonight, the phones are packed, and I've got a bunch of friends already that called in. I said hello to them. Our big joke was we couldn't find our baby, Eileen. We found her. She's here. I think they were holding on to her. She's been up there playing with the rocks and having a blast. And it happens when you've got that kind of strong of energy. So I've met a couple of the callers tonight in here. It's still Psychic's Gone Wild. It's still live and it's still wild. Carlene and Jan are in the room to help you with those questions of where to go. How do I get a reading? What do I do when I'm having that stress of the night? Speaking of, let's read a few of those emails of stress. I have to call Tuesday. I got to tell you guys, I've been having the most strangest thing in my house. Two friends tell me that it's an angel. I thought my electricity went crazy. I'm telling you, I have something glowing in my living room and it's big and beautiful and bright. 2 weeks now it's been happening. My boyfriend Jared told me that he didn't know what to do because we were on the couch making out when this energy came through and woke both of us up 2 weeks ago. Now, since this has been happening, I'm having blessings. I find money on the street. I have a friend of mine who just asked me recently some questions. I kid you not, Psyche's Gone Wild. I told her what I felt was going to happen. Everything I said did come out. I feel like there's a voice within me telling me stuff. Am I all right to play with this angel, or should I lock it down? Help me, DC Love.
You know what? I just think she's, you know, she is in touch with an angel, and the angel is giving me a message for her to just be grateful, you know? That's what I'm hearing, and just enjoy all this abundance that's coming into her life, you know? And every day she's going to notice, like, little things and just keep appreciating them. And the universe wants to give her more, Jethro.
Did you hear that? That's what they're telling you, Ellen. You've got to listen in. DC's giving you advice. And I laugh. She's typing me back. And she's like, Jethro, I always like being on the site. I know you got a bunch of Facebook friends. How do I get to be on here? Because I was your friend and they bumped me. I know. And if they do that with you guys, just follow me. I apologize. Facebook is being a big you-know-what. But we're not going to talk about that because we got Eileen. Eileen, what do you think about this wonderful experience this lady's having that me and DC are discussing? Do you feel she should bump it or should she keep this angel?
No, I think she should keep the angel, and I think she should try to work with him a little bit more. And I just, they're telling me that they are planning to bestow on her even more blessings, even more great, you know, great things are to come to her. I agree, gratitude is going to get her there. But her boyfriend needs to work with the energy, too, because the energy is appearing to both of them. And or at least appearing when he's there. And so I think he should encompass this energy too, and he should try working with it, and also he should be grateful for the blessings that are being bestowed on both of them, because it sounds like they're a pretty tight unit there, and so those blessings may be something that they may be building together to work towards a greater good of something more. And that's what I get.
We love you guys, and we're going to grab an eye. I do ask you guys on the phones, hang on. Sherelle,
hi.
How you doing? What you doing,
hi.
Sherelle? Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear us, Sherelle?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, you can. It sounds like you're blowing out there in the wind. You got somebody hanging on the window, and I don't know what to tell you. We love you. We're
knock,
just
knock, knock. Hello, yeah. Who's there?
Alina, D.C., waiting on you, girl. How you been?
All right, Miss D.C. How you doing, Miss D.C.? I hope you can answer my question, Miss Lady. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good, Sherelle. Good to hear your voice, hon.
Thank you, sweetie. Yes. I had a question. What do you see coming up for me and DeMichael for the next 6 months?
Okay, let's see. Okay, the first thing that the angels are showing me, Sherelle,
yes.
For you, hon, I see a lot of success and growth.
With me and or with us, or just me, period?
You, I see like a lot of success and growth around you, you know, and you have the energy to manifest like right now, and I just mm-hmm. see you like you're moving forward, and it's like in a positive way, but the angels are saying, Sherelle, make sure like you stay focused on your heart, hon, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like know, success is coming and it's going to happen really quickly. You've worked hard in the past and I feel like you're going to be rewarded. And I also see like right now is a time of like new and really cool like relationships, and I see like a lot of resolution to conflict and struggle. And you're going to have a period of like wonderful understanding as well as personal growth.
Is it with him?
Okay, They're showing me someone. I'm not getting, like, a name, you know, and but I do see, like, you know, you're going to have new beliefs now about love and what is possible with love. And I feel like the old way that you were thinking is going to come to an end, Sherelle, and you've planted, like, new seeds, and I'm hearing, like, take root and watch them grow is what they're telling me. Okay,
so,
and in regard to the gentleman, I do feel like there's, like, a strong chemistry. And that's what the angels are showing me. I just, like, I feel like that you guys are, like, you know, I feel like a strong pull towards each other. You share, like, a really cool chemistry is what I'm being seen, shown. And it's, like, a really, like, it's intense, you know. But I'm hearing just, like, be careful now. Weigh your options, you know, is what I'm hearing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, be careful, you know. And they're just, you know, they're showing, you know, like, you just, you know, I see the go-ahead light, though. I see the green light, you know, of good news, you know. And it's worth exploring is what I'm hearing, Sherelle. This is worth exploring.
Okay.
The relationship, to really, like, look into it. And I'm hearing, like, one angel, and his name is Uriel, and he said, Sherelle, you know what to do. Just trust your inner knowledge and just act upon it.
I know
okay,
I want us
and
to
I'm
move
gonna
forward.
First to Eileen, okay, Sherelle, and it was my
okay.
pleasure to speak with you, hon.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Hi, Eileen. You're welcome.
Hi, Sherelle. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. I'm good. Thanks. How are you, hon?
Good. I do have a few things for you.
I can't hear you. You sound far back away from the phone. I'm sorry. Can you speak up
all
a little?
Right.
Yes, I'll go ahead.
Yeah,
and
now. Yeah,
And that is, I have a couple. You know, I pulled several cards for you. I'm working off of two decks tonight, and
okay.
so they're back to back. And what I've got for you first is that you need to be a little bit cautious about money and really making some good business decisions right now. And so give those, you know, giving to those less fortunate is still okay, you know, if you really feel that there's an area which you need to do that. But
mm-hmm.
be cautious with your money right now. Don't be too frivolous. But you also need to do some getting outdoors, go outside, just, you know, have some moments of breath. Take some deep breaths, some time to breathe and clear out your mind, your heart, your soul. And feel the energy that's in there and know that it is what you want and that you can trust yourself. And so
okay.
your next set, though, it really does. It talks about actually very possibly a new person coming into your life. But it also talks about that a relationship can enter a new phase. So it very well, you know, it very well may be. Now, the card that backs that up that is very, very wonderful that goes along with it is Mary Magdalene, and she comes with her unconditional love. And it talks that you should love yourself, love others, and every situation, no matter what the outward appearance may be. And this is not necessarily that romantic, passionate love that of course, you're asking about tonight. But it does work into that, because loving yourself, till you love yourself unconditionally, no one else can.
Okay.
And that's what this card tells me. And it goes back to you going outdoors, taking that deep breath of fresh air, and feeling the love in your heart for yourself. And so that's what I want you to do. And if you do that, then your next set of cards tells me that you should take that leap of faith and take the risk. Put your heart's desire out there. Put it into action. And so once you've gone back and gone outdoors, taken that time for yourself, giving yourself
mm-hmm.
that love, you'll be open and ready to give anyone and everyone else the love that you desire yourself. And that's when it's going to be time. So then you can go take that leap of faith, and it'll bring it through. Also, Archangel Ariel tells us that will give you great inner strength. It will release any harsh judgment. It will give you all forgiveness and compassion that you need. And that's what your angels want you to know tonight. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. I hope that helps, and let us know how it goes for you.
We love that. The phones are going a little bit crazy. You guys get ready. Grab a hold of those phones because there's more than them. We've had tonight, DC Love and Eileen are going wilder with Jethro. So, Kathleen, you're in too. How are you doing, Kathleen?
Good. How are you, Jethro?
Really excited. We've got so many people trying to get them through the door. We got people grabbing food, their feet fighting with me on the cake, and we're still in. So it's going to go a little wilder.
Well, I have a question. I was thinking of going out Friday night. I haven't been out in 3 years, if you can believe it. I used to go to karaoke a lot. And I met up with this girl there, and we became really good friends. The last time I spoke to her was 3 years ago, and she ripped me a new one. And she told me I have to get my priorities straight. I don't know why she said it. Can you tell, her name is Kathy. Can you tell me why, what is her problem with me?
Oh, Jethro?
Yes.
This is DC. You know what? I'm just seeing for Kathleen, I see like some kind of events that like happen immediately with her, and I'm just hearing like, you know, you have to think about this. Like time is of the essence right now, and she's got to think things like really like thoroughly and really carefully through. I'm hearing like with the other Kathy, don't make any rash decisions is what I'm hearing.
With her, she shouldn't or I shouldn't?
I feel like I see like a sudden passionate love affair, you know, is what I'm saying. But I'm just hearing as well, like, don't make like any rash decisions. Like, that's the first thing that the angels are showing me. And
well,
there's
no love affair between her and I.
I don't know who I'm seeing it with, though, but I do see a love affair. I see a sudden passionate love affair is what I'm being shown. It's like a really fast, passionate love affair. And I don't know, but I'm also hearing, like, share the love, you know? So I don't know if it's for you. You're entering, like, yourself into, like, a really cool period. It's a period of joy and tranquility. But I hear friendship. I hear friendship. And just let go of any kind of anxiety that you have, hon, or any stress is what I'm hearing. And just, you know, focus on your friendships, you know, and turn to your friends and, you know, support them if need be. And just, you know, try to find reasons to celebrate with them. That's what I'm hearing, like, in regard to that, you know. But I'm hearing for you, like, you know, you have to get out of the house and you have to get away from what you're thinking about.
Okay.
And when you were talking about, like, wanting to get out of the house, the angels were screaming yes, you know. And I actually did see, like, a big house is what they showed me. So were you, like, saying, you know, that you wanted to get out of the house? That, to me, is a validation that, please, like, think about, like, getting out of the house and just, like, having, like, some fun with friends.
I was thinking of going.
Archangel Jophiel is coming in, hon. And for you, I hear, like, you have dreams, and they're starting to come in, like, they're going to bloom, like, really rapidly.
Okay.
So that's what I'm hearing for you. So I don't
I'm looking for a relationship. You know, I'd like to meet a nice guy, but
I did work out for me. Rapid romance and stuff. So, like I said, that's what I saw. Like, it was happening really fast, a rapid romance. And next, I'm seeing one of the ascended masters, and he's showing me the spiritual law of attraction. Like people attract like people. You know, you're going to draw into a person that's very similar to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to do this, hon, just hold on to, like, the positive, loving, and joyful thoughts that you have. And then I see the Ascendant Masters coming in and the angels, and they're going to help you with this.
Okay,
so just, you know, keep your thoughts loving, keep your thoughts positive, and keep them joyful. And you're going to attract the right kind of person. Just visualize and affirm only what you're desiring and nothing else.
Okay.
So I do see, like I said, I do see, like, a really fast, you're going to meet somebody, like, really fast, and it's going to be, like, really, really rapid. But right now, like, I'm seeing, it looks like they're showing me, like, a, what do you call it, with the sand, and you turn it over, like one of those things, like you're waiting for the time, the sands of time to run out.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the sands of time, in other words, you know? So you're playing the waiting game, basically, you know?
Because
that's what they're showing me.
Out.
Yeah. So just, I'm hearing just, you know, like, just be grateful, you know, just be grateful for what you have and be joyful and keep your thoughts positive and expect the best. And just open yourself to the limitless power of your intuition. And it's very strong and it's going to assist you. So
okay.
I hope that helps. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, hon.
All right, Catherine. What I have for you today is also agrees with what DC said, which doesn't surprise me. We agree an awful lot. We both consult the angels. And it says, be bold, unleash your adventurous side, take some risks, and get out. You know, success doesn't come from being timid. It comes from realizing your dreams and getting out there and, you know, chasing them down. You know, be sure to celebrate a little bit of success and splurge a little. And you know, indulgence is a wonderful thing. We deserve it sometimes, you know. Make those, you know, take that risk and go for it. You know, along with that, it also talks to, you know, the angels also talk about that you need to honor your body and your emotions and your cycles. And so, again, with what DC said, I think you are also, you know, from what I'm reading, coming into a cycle. You must have, you know, kind of been in a cycle of not really putting yourself out there. And
mm-hmm.
I see that you, it's time for you to come back into a cycle of really putting yourself out there. Don't be surprised by, you know, by what might come through. There are times when you want to feel isolated. And there's times when you want to put yourself out. And right now, you know, what I'm receiving is that you need to celebrate those rhythms and embrace them as an essence of lifeblood and get out there and enjoy your lifeblood and get that blood flowing and move forward with that. And, you know, just, you know, take better care of that because that's part of that energy is really going to bring a lot to you. I also, you know, have the angels telling me that there's going to be somebody that is going to actually come around you that is going to be very trustworthy, and they're going to give you some heartfelt advice and to open your heart and mind, and that person will come in, you know, maybe not just, you know, a big kaboom, but there'll be somebody that, you know, just kind of steps into your life. They may be even working in an area of charity work or something like that. And their advice or their trustworthiness is going to be of value to you. And so just, you know, keep your heart and mind open for that person to come in. Also, I get that you're in an area of sensitivity right now with yourself, that you're becoming more sensitive.
and that that you're not going to be able to deal with any harsh relationships, and that, you know, any situations or anything that you're in really should be very light and fun. Because this time that you've been spending alone, you've actually stripped away a lot of layers and a lot of unneeded defenses. And so you're very open right now. And so just be cautious about those that you allow in. And, you know, in the beginning you were asking, you know, what this woman has against you. And the only thing I picked up on that when you said that was, I think there was somebody in the bar that she kind of took a shine to. And without you knowing it, you were interacting with this person and she became jealous.
Okay.
And you're not even aware of it, really, because
which guy it is.
You thought you were just being social. You thought you were just being social. You didn't realize she thought you were putting yourself out there to this person, but you had no intentions of that. You were just socializing. And so, you know what I have to share with you is that most of the problems that come from others or issues are not your problem. It's theirs. And so it's something she has to deal with. And you cannot, because it was never your problem to deal with. So
I was thinking of going out Friday, and I might run into her. I didn't know, you know, if I do, what is she going to turn on me?
It was never your problem. Smile and be cordial. Also,
yeah.
The card before this is that you are in a new cycle and a new rhythm. So when you walk in Friday night, you're going to be in a different cycle and rhythm than you were in 3 years ago. So you know what? Just let it go. Just don't concern yourself with it. Just remember that the issues that other people bring up are their issues. They're not yours. So just don't worry about it. Just don't accept it as yours. Cover yourself with a shield of protection of white light. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's that old saying when you were in second grade, whatever mean you say bounces off me and sticks on you. And it's kind of like that, you know, just have that attitude, that put that smile on your face and carry yourself in, and you have the most fantastic time because you know you are in a new rhythm of life right now. Does that help?
Yes,
all
it
right.
does.
I hope you resonate with us. Call back and let us know what a good time you had Friday night.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
We love you, Kathleen. Thank you for tuning in to us. This is a little wilder tonight. All of you tuning in, we went to the dogs. Psyche's Gone Wild went to the dogs and cats. They couldn't control us, and that's where we went. And the reason we went there is we want to help our friends. Any of you tuning in have got to see the beautiful pictures there on psychesgonewild.com. And I've got to tease you guys, all of you tuning in that are looking on Facebook, the beautiful blonde with her wonderful pet Ginger is our DC love. She's single-handedly brought in a lot of individuals. We are having a contest. So you guys go in there, put your picture. We've got a couple of friends already putting in. Those of you with the most points will win a prize. People are voting right now. We've got Bitsinelli, and Bitsinelli says, please, I mean, really, aren't there other dogs who can do these photo shoots? Take a look and see what she has. She's very cute, very beautiful, and she's in there. Join the pack with putting in yours at psychejethro@awl.com. We have a contest interestry there. She's a rescue purebred, Bitsinelli, by the way. Contest interest 2 is a dash hound named Matt. He's gentle and comfortably sitting there on his master's lap. Contest entry 3 is Old English, and it's actually an old first oil painting of a horse. And they said no dogs allowed, so this horse just jumped in, and we got large fluffy cat also with the dog and the horse. So those of you putting in together, this was done by one of our listeners on entry 3. Contest entry 4 is My Name is Jake. Now Jake is on the other side. He's waiting with the courtesy of wild fan Rose Reinhardt. Rose, we thank you for putting your name right up there. See, this person's not shy. She's went to the dogs, and she's got friends over there that she'll talk about. Speaking of our wonderful contestant number 4. Putting in, we've got about 16 15 other people that have put in. We're going to start reading them off as we go through. Put your vote in. Put your number in. Say that's who you want to see. We've got people already writing. Jan Bog Drakey is so wild. She read my totem back 4 months ago. I listened to this show, Jethro. I love her, and I live in Italy. You told me that if I listened to Psyche's Gone Wild, I would make new friends. I was very shy at that time. I feel I have. I've called in, and I've got to tell you, DC Love blew me away. The woman could not get better if she was sitting in my backyard. I was scared. I asked my friends, maybe this DC Love has got magical powers. And my friend told me, yes, I've listened to the show, and Russell loves her. So all of us over in London are telling you, Jethro, keep sending us the best friends that you do. I can't wait, because tonight I'm trying to get in to listen to Eileen, and I'm going to get a reading there. So there, Jethro, thank you for being my friend. Oh, thank you. Anna Mattella, you make me laugh. I love you guys that are writing in. This is Psychics Gone Wild. And those of you that have went to the animals, please remember to do that little part. Who says you can't buy love? If you are able and have a place, a residency where you can keep an animal, and you're good and you're loving and you're capable of taking care of that pet, then go and pay that small fee and buy yourself love. Yes, that animal will be loving. A lot of rescue animals, unfortunately, right now are still being put down. I don't care if they're telling you that they aren't. We're finding out that there's other places that are doing this. So if you've got a little love in your heart and you're able to do it, or you know of someone that could help and you're able to do it, ask yourself these five questions. Are you able to provide love and a shelter for this animal so that they are safe from any harm or hurt? Are you able to take this animal and make sure that when you're on vacation, that animal's being loved and treated for? And third, are you able to take that animal and work with that animal so that that animal does not feel uncomfortable but is giving back the love that it's giving to you? You're already getting close here. And then fourth, you're able to have a residency where it accepts the animal and will not make the animal uncomfortable. Then I think you should look into this and let us know here on Psychics Gone Wild with your pets what your pets are doing. We're doing a psychic one. We've got a ton of phone calls. We're at the half a mark break. 832, you'll be getting in next. And 786, our lovely Samantha, she's coming on, a friend of ours who listens in. I talked to her earlier when I was trying to find our baby Eileen, and someone had stole her. But we're back, and this is Psychic Jethro talking to you guys about it. DC, can you share with the audience tonight a little bit about what would you do if you knew that your dog had become psychic? Would you let Ginger go on doing the work, or would you curb her career and put her not to able to read?
Well, you know what, actually, Jethro, I feel like my dog, Ginger, is psychic, and she and I, we feel the same things, and we see the same things. We see spirit and different things at the same time. So I really do feel like she is psychic, and she's here with me now. She loves the show, and I just feel like, you know what, dogs have psychic abilities as well as people, and she's displayed this for many years now.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, do you hear this? Now, that was a question brought to you by Martin. Martin has asked us this. Now, DC, I'm going to project the same question to you. You found your animal to be psychic. Would you continue to let your animal be psychic, or would you put your psychic's work back and not let the animal do that anymore?
I feel like my animal, Jethro, is helping me. Is helping me on my path. You know, and she's just, like I said, she's always here when the show is going on. She quietly sneaks in, you know, and I think if she could give readings, she'd be right here with me giving readings, you know?
I love it. So that's what we're talking about here. And this is a friend of ours, Martin, over here in Kissimmee, Florida. He wrote that question in, and we love all of you guys tuning in. Remember to go to psychesgunwall.com to put in. We're going to be giving away some prizes tonight, so those of you that are tuning in know to put in there. I'm going to take and grab the phones. We've got a bunch of people waiting. Let's just grab Samantha. I know she's waited and been very patient. We got a ton behind her. So, Samantha, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Jethro. How are you guys?
Really well.
Doing good. What's going on, Samantha?
Well, I'm hoping a lot of good things are going on. I've been, like, actively trying to get things in order with me going back to school, trying to find the money for that, trying to find a better job, and, yeah, all that.
Okay, Samantha, I just feel like there's, like, a lot going on right now for you all at once, and I really feel like you have to make a decision, and the angels are saying, you know, why don't you just, you know, try to find, like, a more basically a playful approach, because I feel like you're really stressed. You're able to keep up with everything that you're doing, but, I mean, I do feel like, you know, like, quite a bit of stress. I just feel like the angels are saying, like, you know, please stay open to, like, new perspectives, lighten up a little bit. If you try to lighten up a little bit, I feel like you're going to find some answers. I feel like you need the need to balance your budget is what the angels are showing me. I'm also hearing, like, you know what, like, just, like, why don't you look again at everything, like, review everything and look at it, because I feel like it's going to work out okay, but I do feel like it's time for you to move, like, in a different direction. I sort of see you, like, at a crossroads, and I feel like you're going to make an important change, but it is time to review everything, and, you know, you have to evaluate everything, and you have to make, like, you know, really, like, a thoughtful judgment regarding, like, your life. And then when you do that, you're going to be able to make really confident choices. And just know the angels are saying that, you know, you're so well prepared is what they're showing me. But like I said, I do see a new beginning, and I see you moving, like, in a different direction. Now, that's what the angels are showing me than what you were, just, like, previously thinking about. And I don't know. Are you with someone? Are you in a relationship?
No, not at all.
Because I see you possibly falling in love, hon. And I see you, like, right now, I see spiritual growth around you. But the angels are saying a wonderful new person is going to come into your life. And I see you really happy. I see a lot of joy. And I actually think you may be finding yourself falling in love. Do you feel like your intuitive feelings are really, really, like, right on right now? Like, you could feel it? They're really strong?
Yeah, actually, that's funny you would say that. I just ordered, like, some tarot cards.
Okay.
To kind of help. And I ordered a book to help bring more of that intuitive ability out.
Okay.
Like, to get more in touch with my spiritual side. And
yeah, I see a lot of spiritual growth coming for you right now.
Yeah, and letting up is because I am so stressed about trying to get my life in order with getting a car and going back to school and getting a better job. So you're right about that.
Oh, definitely.
I
mean, it's understood, you know. And the next thing I'm hearing is I'm seeing, let's see, what am I seeing here? I think it's a zebra. Yeah, you know what? The zebra wants you to let go of your fear, hon, and know that you're safe and you are protected, like, at all times. So you have to, you know, get beyond the fear and move ahead. And you know what? Sometimes, like, when we think of fear, we could also think of excitement because they're very close, like, in emotions. And if you relabel the fear as excitement and everything, then you're going to be able to stay, like, a little bit more relaxed. And then you're going to feel like nobody's going to really harm you. And if there was, like, an actual danger or threat, the angels would be around you, hon, and they would, like, really help you in knowing what to do. Because when you feel that fear, you have, like, an exaggerated sense of fear. And angels are saying, when you feel like that, please just take, like, a few slow, deep breaths and call upon the angels. And they're going to protect you, and they're going to give you guidance as well. It's going to help you to feel grounded as well as centered. And, recall, like, times in your past when you did have, like, that really, you know, like, that strong fear or you felt like you were in danger. And guess what? You survived, right? And you came through, like, and you were intact. So if we relabel that fear as excitement, it's going to change the way that your body reacts, and it's going to help you is what I'm being shown. And the next thing that I'm seeing, the angels want you to think about healing your past, because I feel like your past, maybe even your past lives, it's affecting your present right now. And I just feel like, you know, you're receiving, like, a very powerful healing, and it's going on right now beneath the surface. And I feel like I see, like, blockages that are dissolving, and limitations that you had previously, they're no longer there. And this is going to be, like, it's going to be really positive for you in every aspect of your life, including your health, your relationships, even, like, your creativity. So that's what the angels are showing me. And they're saying, you know, just, you know, look at the present situation and see what areas that you could, like, you know, you could strengthen, and just try to release the old blockages. And even if you feel like there's, like, nothing happening, hon, there's profound transformations that are, they're happening, like, right now is what I'm being shown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your body, your mind, and your spirit are healing. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, honey. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Freaks. What I have for you tonight, what I have is that you need to have faith, because there is something positive that's going to be new on the horizon, but you can't see it yet. And so you're going to have to, you know, just have faith that there is really something coming in. And just be open and be ready for that to come in. Let's see, what else does it tell me? It also says that that you've already planted the seeds and that they're going to sprout. So just be ready. More is important than ever. It's more important than ever to stay positive and hold a clear vision of your desires and your intents. And avoid anybody that's skeptical or anybody that you know, has any negative mindset on that. And your daily action really needs to, even if it's only in baby steps, move toward the fruition of your dreams. You know, whether it's just one phone call towards what you want, reading some sort of relevant material, you know, keeping the energy up for what you want to manifest. And even though you don't see it, it's on the horizon. The next card I get for you is that you have a really great gift working with young people, and that it really is your divine purpose to work with young people. And whether it involves teaching or some sort of preventative health or, you know, social services. But somehow or another, you have a calling that you're supposed to be working with children, and that will give you your divine purpose, and that will make you the most fulfilled if you work in that area of your life.
That's
somehow.
That's so funny. I actually work in a school doing after-school care with kids. I work part-time, but that's what I do.
Well, that
goes back there laughing.
That's your calling, and that is your gift. And as long as you stay working in that area, you are going to feel more fulfilled doing those types of jobs than anything else that you would choose. And it is your divine purpose to give that gift to those children, because it truly is a gift that you're giving. So, you know, keep on keeping on. That's where you're meant to be. But I also see that there's going to be some significant life events, and that there's going to be some changes. And so that can also go along with the first, you know, the first card that I gave you, that there's things coming up on the horizon that you can't see yet. But it will be time to spread your wings. So, you know, that's, you know, the first card, the third card, I actually pulled six for you. So your fourth card, it talks about that you're flying high right now and that you may be threatening to others, but do not descend, because they will become inspired by your example. And so, as I said, as you come into your own, whatever it is that's coming to you, because there is something, don't let anybody put out your candle. Don't let them throw water on it. Yeah, it's yours. Let that flame burn. And just really, you know, move ahead with any opportunities. Don't worry about others. Don't worry if they're jealous. You know, you're forthcoming in your success. And you know, your achievements, you're earning. They're not being handed to you. You're earning them. And so just know that, you know, don't let anybody put out your flame. You just keep flaming on. And the last card I have for you is support that. It's content, peace, and abundance. And, you know, it talks about the completion of that project and bringing everything around to fruition into a final situation. And so that's really what I have for you from your cards. But I want to add one thing, and I feel that this is actually for everybody that is listening tonight, and I did pull the card for you, but I pulled this card in the same position 4 times in a row tonight. Every single caller has gotten this card in the first position, and so I believe this card is a message for every listener tonight, and it is the Four of Earth. And this card, it talks about extremes, and it talks about being cautionary and taking care of your resources.
Maybe create a savings account. Watch your spending habits. Additionally, the message also talks about donating money to worthy causes or charities. It talks about your hard work is really paying off, but be alert to new possibilities, that change is inevitable, and be open to this. But don't be fear-based, and do not limit your thoughts or your actions. So that message is the card was pulled, you know, in the first position each and every time. And so I felt it was important to share that with everyone. And that's it for me for this particular caller. So, Jeff, back to you.
Thank you, Samantha. We love you. Well, you got a lot of love from these two ladies. I can feel this really good feeling. Isn't it amazing what she hit on? You made me laugh because you're like, that's what I do for a living. I tell you, they're real, they're wild, and they're both on tonight.
Thank you so much.
Blessings,
and I hope everything goes really, really well because doors are opening.
Take care, hon.
Really
quickly here, go to Psyche's Gone Wild in the room. We're trying to get there. We're looking at our 1,100 person. The person that is our 1,100 person will win $200 worth of prizes from Psyche's Gone Wild. You got to go into Facebook. You got to join Psyche's Gone Wild. No, there's two or three rooms, so that's the tricky part. Type in Psyche's Gone Wild group. Look for it. There is an attractive, beautiful lady there. She will be standing there with very attractive dancing legs, and that is our Jan Bach Drakey. So when you look and see her, you know that's where you're at, the right one. It's got a beautiful picture behind, and there's our wonderful, phenomenal Jan. The Psyche's Gone Wild actual page has 15,386 people. Jan is taking and bringing people to Psyche's Gone Wild. So if you want the Psyche's Gone Wild group, you look over, type it in, and what do I see? I see another beautiful picture here. It's kind of a little bit crazier wind energy behind it, and it looks like right now you'll see a picture of Jan with, there's two of her, one with her hands up with a very nice pretty pink top, and then another one with a dress, and you see pretty legs. So those of you who go to that room, and right now we're building people. We've got another, we just added one more. We just became 1,090. We're doing our contest tonight for the pets. In when we hit that, Psyche's Gone Wild will give $50 to the rescue unit that the DC Loves lives in her town. It will come from Psyche's Gone Wild. There will be a check made out to the rescue there and for DC Love. DC, can you tell everybody that your residence and where the town is you live?
Yeah, I live in Dixon City, Pennsylvania, Jethro. I'm in Pennsylvania, and I actually got my dog Ginger from, it was a rescue facility, and they're no longer in business, but the name of the facility at the time was Angel's Grace.
Oh my God, how beautiful.
They're no longer in business, but I mean, it was just phenomenal.
Excellent. Now, we just added Denise. You just also came in. We need to get another 9 people here so that we can get that number up. They're coming in. We've got people joining Psyche's Gone Wild. We have added, in just this show alone, with Eileen and DC's help, we've added over 19 people. Iris just joined. That makes it 1,000.
Yeah.
It's getting exciting. We're really going exciting. As you guys look on here and we're adding people, we've got Alula. We've got Zaba. We've got friends that are joining us from Arab, and we've got friends that are coming in from Russia. Lisa Atkins-Smith just became 1,094. So you guys, this is getting exciting. This is where we bring in the help. These ladies are single-handedly helping the four-legged friends right here tonight. So you guys that are tuning in, this is where it gets fun. Remember, what we want to do is that person that adds in that part of the helping the four-legged friends. If you guys want to listen to a little of a famous line, I love it, Marilyn Monroe's, I never was bitten by a dog, only humans. That's kind of true, if you think about it, really, if you're going to get bit. So the rich and famous, I'll be reading off a few more of our stuff as we continue on with the show. Speaking of the show, let's grab that phone. We've got 832-352-530-253-603 still waiting to talk to these two lovely ladies. 832, it's you. You win. And how about coming in and talking to the ladies? 832.
Hello?
Welcome. Yeah, I know the voice. Yes, it's our friend Prince. How's he been working? I know you work at Walmart, and you've told me lately when you've called in, you've been asking serious questions. Have you been checking out those girls, and were you ready for a reading by the two ladies?
Yeah, I have a question. I'll get to my other question next week. And I love DC Love. I believe DC read for me last Tuesday. She was right on point. I have a question. The lady I've been looking for to call me and hear from, her name is Valerie. You guys told me to give her a few days or give her a while. I still haven't heard from her, and I'm wondering if I'll ever hear from her again.
Okay, hi, Prince. This is DC.
Hello, DC. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, hon. The angels are showing me, you know, like, I see you getting to, it's going to take a little while, but you're gonna get to know her. And then I feel like, you know, the relationship is going to have like a deeper bond. But it's just like a little bit. I believe she might have been caught up with like some family things going on.
Yeah, that's what she told me. She's got like 2 6 people.
Yeah,
her,
so I don't think it was anything. I don't think it was anything in regards like to you. It was just like family stuff that was going on. But you know what? I'm also feeling, Prince. I'm feeling that this relationship right now, this was a past life relationship. I feel that you guys knew each other like before. Did you feel that when you first met her?
Not exactly. I just know she was beautiful to me, and I was glad to somebody within my reach.
Yeah, because you know what? I feel like she may have been a soulmate of yours from a past life, you know? And when we get a soulmate that comes back and stuff, there's usually, like, lessons to be learned.
Listen, she's not going to forget about me, is she?
No, I don't think she is. I think there's, like, I feel like there's, like, a magnetism between the two of you, you know? But I just feel like she's going through something, like, presently, you know, like... Like you said, it's like I feel like it's like family oriented. And in the meantime, Prince, the angels are saying they want you to make a list of everything that you're grateful for. And this is going to help you to really have more abundance in your life. So they're asking that like every day, you know, you add to this list of everything that you're grateful for. And instead of like worrying about like things like all the time, you know, look at all the stuff that you can be grateful for, and this is going to send like a signal to the universe to give you like more than you have presently, and it's going to really help you. And I'm also seeing a flower, and it's what it is. It's a forget-me-not flower, and when I see this flower, I just feel like, you know, I'm seeing like a past life healing that has been triggered here, you know, that you need to heal from the past to bring you know, like healing into the future, into the present, like the present right now. So I'm seeing like Archangel, I think it's like Raziel is coming through, and Archangel Raziel is going to help you. All you have to do is call upon him, and he's going to help you work through the lessons that need to be learned.
Okay.
I'm hearing like it's time to take these lessons and experience and leave the emotions and the negativity behind, Prince, because like your future relationship, it has the ability to be balanced, you know, and the angels want you to know that you deserve to be loved just as much as you give love so much, and that's what they're showing me, Prince. And I feel also... I see you, like, they're showing me, like, you're going on a journey. They're saying, Prince, pack your bags, you know?
Oh, you know, my mother wants us to go to Tennessee. We're supposed to be, like, moving to Memphis in, like, 6 months, but I don't want to move because I'm still thinking about that Valerie woman. I'm afraid that if I move that I'll miss my opportunity with her. But I'm afraid that if I stay that I may risk being unhappy, that if I meet her, that whether maybe it won't go according to plan.
Well, I do see you. You are going to go on a journey, Prince. It's going to be inspiring, and it's going to be so, so exciting. And I'm also, like, the angels are coming through, and they're saying, Prince, like, you know, like, just listen with your heart, you know, and trust the messages that you're getting, because the angels are trying to communicate with you. And they communicate, like, in really soft, still ways. And almost, like, I'm feeling like almost like a gentle whisper is what they're giving you, and they sort of give you a nudge to speak, you know, to someone, or they give you like another little nudge to move you like in the right direction, and they're saying, Prince, please don't hesitate. Follow our guidance, and whenever you feel challenged, like, and you don't know what to do, just like if you quiet your mind and you listen to your heart, you're going to go on the right path because the angels are speaking to you, and they're saying, you know, I feel like they're trying to, like, communicate with you as we speak, Prince. And they're saying, Prince, just watch for the signs, and you're going to see the messages as they unfold. Okay? And the next thing I see is a beautiful little cat, and this cat loves to cuddle, Prince. He's just like a cuddly little cat. And I don't know. I feel like either you need, like, a hug right now is what I'm being shown. So the angels are showing me, like, this beautiful little cat that loves to cuddle. And we're all physical beings, and we all love to be hugged, you know? So if I could reach out, Prince, I'd give you a hug right now, hon.
Yeah, I love to hug people, but in my line of work, they tell me, Prince, be careful. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't say this. Don't say that. And I've met so many customers that some of them I've communicated with really good and seem like I have a relationship with, and others it's like hi and bye. And I met a woman today. Her name was Laverne. And, you know, we got off to a really good start, and she told me she had been married for 15 years because I tell every female customer the same thing. I tell them I've been living in Houston since 2006. I'm just looking for someone to show me around. And are you interested? And she says, I have a friend who's single who would probably be of interest to you, or you'd be of interest to her. And she told me that she'd call me when I get off work. I let her know the time. And I haven't received that phone call yet.
Well, Prince, I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in, hon. Hold on.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you.
All right, Prince, what I have for you tonight is the goddess Onag, and she tells us that there's really no need to hurry or force things to happen, that everything's going to happen here, you know, due to perfect timing, divine timing, and that you need to let time, the devotion to allowing things to happen in divine timing will let things align better. It also talks about that you should care what happens to your planet, and because it's going to affect your loved ones and whether they're, you know, healthy or not, and that that you need to, you know, make commitments and stick through with those, and that it isn't always easy, but it's the only way to ensure that matters are followed through and with resolve and healing. And that you should really listen to your passionate strings of your heart, and go ahead and take that action when you feel that you deeply, deeply care for somebody, and that to not worry about. It also says that to take the time so that you feel good about yourself, and that you're taking the time to create good and healthy relationships. And that's really important to take the time to develop those relationships so that they do fall into perfect timing. I also have Archangel Michael for you. And he talks about that you've done a job well done, and that he is there for your divine purpose, and that what you are doing is going to bring you to some amazing accomplishments, and that you've grown spiritually, and you're just, you know, you're walking this path, and it's not to be pushed, and it's not to be held back, but it's to be walked upon, you know, just at the right pace and timing for you. It also says that you need to be grateful, so always find the gratitude in everything that you have and that you see.
Love you, Prince. Eileen? I hate to cut you off.
Yeah.
We've got 60 seconds left of the show. It went so fast. No, you're fine. We love you, Prince. I hope you keep listening, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Jeffro.
And Eileen, thank you for your wonderful readings. Those of you who've been keeping track, the room has went crazy. The winner is Sarah Michaels in Chicago, the bartender that wild as they go. You won, Sarah Michaels. We have 1,112 new members in our Psychic Stonewall room, and there's more people in. So Sarah, get a hold of me for that reading. It's $125 value by Psychic Jethro, 4 books and a bracelet and a few necklaces will be sent to you once you contact me on Facebook. You were our 1,100th person. So those tune in. It's 1,112 now and still growing. Keep coming in because there's more fun. Your quiz tonight was the Christmas show. There'll be $500 given away prize. One of the questions is, which psychic Gone Wild family member's pet is named Gypsy? To look, you'll have to find it on psychicsgonewild.com. Have that answer because that's going to be one of the questions you will be asked if you're one of our playoffs for Psychics Gone Wild, grab Santa by the hands. Here we go. Love all of you guys. Ladies, tell them goodbye before they push us out that wonderful door.
Goodbye, everybody. We love you.
Bye, everybody. Thanks for joining us tonight. We love you. Glad to have you here.